Chapter 8. A Perfect Diet in an Imperfect World. It is not always easy to follow a perfect diet in an imperfect world. There will be times when those you depend on, restaurants, airlines, co-workers, and even family members, have little understanding of or interest in healthy foods. This chapter is dedicated to these situations. I will cover dining out, travel, social situations, working with your doctor, and dealing with family members. When life throws you a curveball, I will show you how to step up to the plate and stay in the game. Dining out. Dining out is a part of life, and you ought to be able to enjoy a night on the town with friends or loved ones without missing a beat on your new healthy diet. Luckily, many restaurant menus offer plenty of healthy selections. Unfortunately, others are limited. Often the key to success lies in where you go and what you order when you get there. Here are a few tips. First, think international. In Mediterranean countries, Asia, Africa, and Latin America, the traditional dietary staples are grains, vegetables, legumes, and fruits. Not surprisingly, all of these regions have historically had much lower rates of diabetes than North America and Western Europe. When you choose from the best of what these cuisines have to offer, dinner out can be both healthy and delicious. Italian restaurants are everywhere, and they would love to serve you spaghetti marinara, minestrone, pasta e fagioli, a traditional pasta bean soup, healthy salads, chunky vegetable and tomato pizza, grilled broccoli and steamed spinach. Because their foods are usually made to order, it is a snap for chefs to minimize oil, leave off cheese, and so on. Mexican restaurants are ubiquitous in North America and serve bean or vegetable burritos, rice, and salads. Most have stopped using lard to make their beans, and all are happy to skip the cheese. Top foods with salsa, if you like. Latin American cuisine comes in other wonderful varieties, too. Cuban and Brazilian restaurants offer black bean dishes, rice, plantains, salads, salsa, and other healthful fare. Chinese restaurants will get you started with vegetable spring rolls or vegetable pot stickers and various healthy soups. Favor the steamed, not fried items. Skip the meat dishes and get right to the long list of savory vegetable main dishes made with tofu, also known as bean curd, green beans, broccoli, spinach, and other healthful ingredients. The danger in Chinese restaurants, as in most eating establishments, is over-exuberance with the use of oil. Ask that your food be prepared with as little oil as possible and have your main dish along with plenty of rice, preferably brown rice. Japanese restaurants are among the very best choices when it comes to healthful dining. Sushi chefs are delighted to transform carrots, cucumbers, radishes, sweet potatoes, and other simple ingredients into edible delights. Have them along with miso soup, salads, seaweed, and various appetizers. Thai and Vietnamese restaurants serve many vegetable dishes that include rice, soft noodles, vegetables, and tofu, along with wonderful sauces. Indian restaurants are mixed. While vegetarian diets are traditional and highly respected among many Indians, the use of oil and dairy products often puts them in the no-go zone. Your best choices are soups, rice dishes, and vegetable curries prepared with minimal oil. Ethiopian restaurants are common in major East Coast cities. Because some religious groups in Ethiopia follow vegan diets during certain times of the year, the restaurants serve many dishes made with chickpeas, split peas, lentils, green beans, peppers, and delightful spices. They will be happy to serve you all their vegan items on a large platter for a wonderful dinner. American restaurants, family restaurants, and even steakhouses have salad bars and offer vegetable plates. Many serve pasta dishes even when they are not on the menu. Second, ask for what you want. If what you are looking for is not on the menu, do not be afraid to ask. Most restaurateurs will gladly alter their main offerings to accommodate a special request. If you would like cheese and bacon bits left off your salad, if you would like a vegetable plate, or if you would like your pasta topped with tomato sauce instead of meat sauce, by all means ask. you will not only get a better meal, you will also help the restaurant management understand how to better serve patrons like you. As I noted earlier, restaurant kitchens often overdo it with oils. So ask your server how foods are prepared and request that your meal be made with as little oil as possible. In Italian restaurants, spinach and broccoli are often sautéed, but they can also be steamed. The same goes for most Asian vegetable dishes. Sauces and condiments can always be served on the side. This goes for pasta sauces, salad dressings, brown sauces used in Asian cuisine, spreads used on sandwiches and similar items. Ask for what you want. You will be glad you did. Fast food. Fast food is rarely a top choice when the priority is healthy eating. On the other hand, these chains are big businesses that understand the growing demand for healthy food choices. More and more often, you do find offerings on their menus that will fit into a healthy diet. Taco Bell's bean burrito, if you hold the cheese, is low in fat and entirely vegan. If you like, add tomatoes, lettuce, or jalapeno chili peppers. Burger King offers a veggie burger that is much lower in fat than its other sandwiches and will also gladly sell you a veggie Whopper with all the toppings, but without the burger. Other good choices are the Veggie Delight at Subway and Wendy's Garden Pita. Hold the dressing. Denny's offers a veggie burger, and most family restaurants serve plenty of side vegetables that together make a good vegetable plate. Some fast food restaurants offer salad bars with chickpeas, three-bean salad, cherry tomatoes, and chopped vegetables. A salad becomes a hearty meal. In that vein, one of the best ways to get healthy food fast is to stop at any large supermarket and patronize its salad bar. A wealth of great choices is right at your fingertips. Nancy's and Vance's experiences. Nancy often dined with friends who liked good food and good restaurants. I encouraged her to choose ethnic cuisine, Chinese, Japanese, Italian, or Thai, for example. Unfortunately, that was not what most of her friends had in mind, and they felt uncomfortable knowing she would not eat unhealthy things. When she headed out to join friends at a restaurant that might not be very accommodating, she often had a snack in advance, so she would not be starving when she got there. When she went to open houses during the winter holidays, she often volunteered to bring a fruit and vegetable tray. On a vacation to Iceland, she packed granola bars and individual soy milk packages in her luggage, just in case she needed them as occasional meal supplements. She got by just fine. I am tempted sometimes, especially when I am stressed or overtired. I talk myself out of it, she said. She found it helpful to keep things in perspective. You have to decide what your priorities are, she explained. I didn't want to suffer from the effects of the disease. I wanted to stop the progression. I didn't even think about reversing it. And now I'm a walking advertisement for the program. People keep asking me how I've done it. I've described it in detail to probably 40 people. When Vance dined out, he looked for veggie burgers, fresh steamed vegetables, and pasta without cheese and oils. His challenge was sports stadiums. I love going to baseball and football games where French fries, hot dogs, and soft drinks are about all that's offered. It would be great to be able to bring in healthy food or even just some carrot sticks and a bottle of water, but usually they don't allow any food to be brought in. So, at first, I stuck to pretzels, popcorn, and Crystal Light. At a game in Seattle, I smelled the fish and fries, and it was hard to resist, he said. Veggie hot dogs and burgers came to Vance's rescue. Although they are not necessarily the ultimate dining experience, they are a major improvement on the foods they replace. And many more stadiums, movie theaters, and other venues are starting to sell them. Travel. Travel presents challenges no matter what kind of diet you follow. Here are a few ways to help you keep your new eating plan on track. Choosing restaurants wisely. As you have seen, there are usually plenty of vegan choices at non-vegan restaurants, particularly those that feature international cuisine. Even some fast food places can rise to the occasion. You might go online to check out vegan and vegetarian restaurants in cities you are planning to visit. a website called Happy Cow's Vegetarian Guide, www.happycow.net, lists them by location. But call before you go. Restaurants are forever starting up and shutting down. There's no reason to limit yourself to these restaurants, though. Almost any eating establishment should be able to accommodate you. Before you fly. When you are booking a long flight, or generally up to 48 hours before your flight, request a vegan meal. You will get a healthy meal and will often be served first. On domestic flights, most meal service has gone by the wayside, so you might pick up some easy-to-pack snacks at a health food store or supermarket. Vegan deli slices are great sandwich fillers and resist spoiling. Individual cartons of soy milk or rice milk need no refrigeration. A pack of hummus with pita bread, a few pieces of fresh fruit, some baby carrots, instant soup cups. Flight attendants will gladly provide hot water, or a small pop-top can of chickpeas can be lifesavers. Social events. It can be tough to stick to the plan at parties, even when you know you will regret a slip in the morning. If you arrive at a party unprepared, there may well be nothing available that you can eat. With a bit of planning, though, you can celebrate without leaving the healthy path you are on. Here are some ideas. Offer to bring a healthy dish. Let's say you've been asked to a friend's home for dinner, and you have no idea what they will serve. Here's what I suggest. When you get the invitation, or as soon thereafter as possible, call your hosts to let them know that you have changed your diet and that you do not want to put them to any trouble. Say that you would like to bring something, such as a low-fat hummus dip or an exotic fruit salad. I can almost guarantee that your hosts will say there is no need to worry and you need not bring anything because there will be plenty to eat. Now, regardless of what they were really thinking, you have alerted them to your needs without imposing in the slightest. If you are reluctant to let your hosts know, do not be. They will be much more embarrassed if they find out after the fact that they served a dinner with nothing you wanted to eat. Besides, you are very likely to find that other guests, and even your hosts, are making similar diet changes. Bring a healthy gift. Instead of the usual bottle of wine, why not arrive with a healthful food gift? A fruit basket? A loaf of artisan pumpernickel bread? Or a healthy party dip? You can find all of these at health food stores. Will delight your hosts and ensure that you have something to eat. Avoid arriving hungry. If you arrive ravenous, you will be drawn to the platters of unhealthful food. If you eat something before you arrive, you will be fine. Carry a plate. Party guests with nothing in their hands are inviting others to offer them something. Make yourself a plate with a few crudités or a bit of bread, and no one will be inclined to offer you foods you do not want to eat. At the doctor's office. Medical care is a partnership. You and your doctor need to work together to best meet your needs. This is true at any time, but especially when you are in the process of changing your diet. The fact is, your diabetes will probably be improving, and you will need to ratchet down your medications. Some doctors are not easy to reach, and even if you have your doctor's attention, that does not mean he or she wants to engage in a conversation about nutrition. Some physicians show little interest in the topic, while others have frankly outdated or untested ideas about it. I suggest you lend a copy of this book to your physician, with a sticky note flagging chapter 14. It was written for doctors and shows them the scientific rationale for the diet presented in this book, the evidence behind it, and what they can anticipate. You can help by holding up your end of the partnership. That means following your doctor's advice, provided it is sound and you agree with it, letting him know how you are doing, calling him promptly if your blood glucose drops below 70 milligrams per deciliter, 3.9 millimoles per liter, or whatever other criterion he sets, and taking a multivitamin so he will not worry about you developing any sort of deficiency. The truth is, your nutrition is much better on a vegan diet than on an omnivorous diet. But a knowledgeable doctor will want to be sure you are getting your B12. A multivitamin will easily take care of that. In the vast majority of cases, doctors are absolutely delighted when their patients improve their diets. They are all the more delighted when they see the improvements on the scale and in laboratory results. One of our research volunteers thought his doctor would be skeptical about his plans. They talked about little aside from blood tests and prescriptions during his appointments. To his surprise, however, when the doctor found out he was starting a vegan diet, she was delighted. "That will probably help you a great deal," she said, and indeed it did. Within 6 months, he lost 30 pounds. He was able to stop one of his two diabetes medications, and he was continuing to improve week by week. His doctor had no formal education in nutrition, but she knew success when she saw it. She now recommends the same diet to other diabetes patients. Loved ones who help and hurt. Sometimes our friends and family members help us stay on a healthy path. When we are not enthusiastic about exercising, they encourage us by going with us. When we are tempted by some less than healthful food, they shore up our resolve. Improving our diets is like quitting smoking or breaking any other habit. We need our family's support. But sometimes, intentionally or unintentionally, our loved ones are not so helpful. They may not be aware of the risks of a bad diet, or perhaps they are all too aware and are struggling with unhealthful habits of their own. They may even try to sabotage your efforts to break bad habits. If the problem is that your loved ones simply do not have much information about healthful diets, lend them this book. If they are not eager readers, try this little trick. Put a sticky note or bookmark at any page you think they would find of special interest. They will be drawn to that section, and once they start reading, they will probably continue. If family members tease you about your eating habits, remind them how important your health is to you. Explain that it is tough for you to have unhealthful foods around and that you really need their help. Ideally, they will join you in your new healthy way of eating. If they just will not change, then at a minimum, they must keep their food separate and not tease or tempt you with unhealthy items. Good food for the whole family. If you are preparing meals for your family and they are balking at new foods, do not despair. It is natural to be cautious about anything new. Present healthful foods without pushing them and recognize that it often takes a couple of tries before a new item really catches on. I suggest that you not fix healthy meals for yourself and less than healthy meals for your spouse or children. Some people do this, figuring they cannot change others' bad habits. But remember this: not only will introducing healthful foods to your family bring you some very important allies, it will benefit your loved ones as well as you. The very best situation is when the whole family decides to change together. There is no health reason for anyone to eat animal-derived foods, fatty foods, or sugary foods. Yes, these foods are everywhere in modern societies, but they are the principal reason for the epidemics of overweight, heart disease, cancer, and other health problems in North America. When the whole family makes the same diet change, they all get the same advantage. One good way to break through resistance is to ask your family members to try a short-term diet change with you as an experiment. Say that you'd like to try new and healthy ways of eating for just 3 weeks, and you would like them to join you. Most people will try anything for a short period. By the time 3 weeks have passed, they will have sorted out the new foods they like and will be ready for more. When introducing healthful foods to children, it is generally best to stick to simple, familiar items. Some children may not yet care for exotic vegetables, but they will easily gravitate to corn, green beans, carrots, and peas. Avoid wrangling with a child who is reluctant to try a new food. Sometimes altering the form of the food makes a huge difference. A child who does not care for the texture of cooked spinach may like fresh spinach as part of a salad. Steamed broccoli and cauliflower may be intimidating, but they may be perfectly acceptable when chopped and added to a soup or stew. Kids may not go for lentil loaf, but they love veggie burgers and hot dogs and sandwiches made with vegetarian deli slices. It always helps to present choices. Would your children prefer baked beans or lentil soup? Would they prefer their veggie burgers cut into halves or quarters? The idea is to give kids a sense of control while all the possibilities are good ones. In some families, food is a symbol of affection. Parents stuff their children with cookies and gooey desserts as if love could be measured in calories. Whatever the motivation, none of this does you one bit of good. Find other ways to express affection. A book, a walk, a trip to the movies. There is no shortage of meaningful gifts. Healthful foods in an unhealthy world. A visitor from another planet might well conclude that modern civilization has no perceptible interest in healthy diets. Fast food restaurants and regular restaurants carry lots of fatty, cholesterol-laden meals and far fewer healthful choices. Television commercials push endless, less-than-healthful snacks. Convenience stores and snack machines offer lots of what you do not want and precious little of what you do want. Sometimes you may feel like a person who is trying to quit smoking but is trapped in a bar where cigarettes are free. In large part, you would be right. But truly, there are also plenty of healthful options. For every convenience store selling unhealthy food, there is a supermarket with an ever-expanding range of great food products. For every restaurant that refuses to serve anything health-conscious eaters would look for, there are a dozen that offer good choices. The range of health-oriented cookbooks is truly enormous, and it is now easier than ever to follow a healthful diet. Friends and family members, even those who do not follow healthy diets themselves, all know that what you are doing is worth supporting.